From the Standing Stone Farm Studio right outside downtown Nashville, it's time for the most ridiculous sports podcast in the world. So sit back, relax, and listen as Bobby Butler and Brandon Bond crack open a cold one and talk all things hockey, pop culture, and complain about everyday situations. It's the Pucks Out Podcast on the Penalty Box Radio Network.
Welcome into the most ridiculous podcast in sports and pop culture. I'm Bobby. He's Brandon. Oh, didn't hear you there.
Hey-o. Sorry about that. I hit my mute because I had to do something over here and then never unmuted. So, I bet you wish you had that with me in life a lot more, though, right? Like, oh, Brandon is maybe trying to talk, but no one can hear him. So let's not tell him. Let's just let him tell the full story or get about 50% of the way through the story, and then we'll unmute him, and we'll never tell him he was muted.
Yeah. I thought something was super broke on my end, so I started quickly looking at all my screens until the last thing I looked at was you were muted.
My me. You always look at me first. I should be the first look before any screen checking happens. I'm usually the cause of the problem, so. Glad we could solve that, though, bud. We've only been doing this for 193 episodes, so we're getting it figured out.
Yeah. And then literally as that was happening, my phone started ringing, so it was just a shit show.
This is hey, that's the way she goes, man. That's the way she goes.
Now, I'm not sure. I know our listeners like
this cold beer, but yeah. I got discombobulated.
Well, now it's time.
My cold beer.
Yeah.
Never got open, so my cold beer's now open.
I like how our listeners probably like, they could have just restarted. They were like 10 seconds
really,
in.
Really?
No.
We
right?
are.
One take.
We're 193 episodes in at this point. We're just,
they're like, was this a live show? No, it was not.
Yeah, right. We were on location. We couldn't just reset.
Yeah. But Pucks Out is powered by Mayday Brew, the official beer of Pucks Out Podcast. Check them out every Tuesday for a Singo and Thursday for a bingo, where it's always a great time and you'll always make a friend. How are you this week, bud?
Ah, exhausted. Ready for the week to be over already. I'm looking forward to the weekend again, but I'm doing all right, man. Yeah. How about yourself, bro?
Not too bad. Got off for the eclipse, so that was nice. And by that, I mean, nice. I did not have work today. Did have football practice this morning. So.
Yeah, the good thing you clarified that, bud. After that little first like little event, you're like, dude, I got some pending charges based on me and my love for eclipses. So
it doesn't happen too often, you know.
So I mean, it's a very rare thing, dude. It's get you going, dude.
Yeah, the next one's not until after 2220 or something like that. So it's like 220 years away.
Bah,
I guess like 200
dude,
years
goodness.
Away.
I couldn't have cared any less that it was happening. Don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
didn't go outside. I actually got a little frustrated because everybody was outside during the time I normally go out to smoke. So I had to delay going outside.
You didn't want to be an eclipse person, so you didn't go out and smoke during that time.
It was mostly I didn't want to deal with the crowds of folk. Like I want to be out there smoking, dude. I accidentally look up, dude. I'm dead, bro. I'm blind. Yeah. And I wasn't even the eclipse guy. Like now I'm blind because of it. Didn't go to Sonic and get glasses. Now I'm done.
Yeah. Luckily, you know, we got off school and everyone was like, why are they let kids off school? And I'll tell you why. At the end of football practice, I reminded some of the guys like, hey, make sure if you go out and watch the close-up, put eye protection on. They're like, I mean, I can look at it for a second. I'm like, just put eye protection on. They're like, I mean, it's not that bad. I'm like, no, just put on eye protection. They're like, I can sneak a peek. And it's like, this is why we can't trust you guys. This is why we can't be liable and have you guys in school, because we tell you to do something. You're like, nah. Like...
I did go to, I forgot to say, I did go to the Nashville Premier League Mornings Fest on Saturday. So that was pretty fun.
Nice.
We're about to get to fit check, I'm assuming. That's why I brought it up. Got the new Everton kit on, bro. Got the Premier League hat on. I feel like when you just buy just the straight up Premier League, you know what I feel like? I feel like
Rob Lowe.
Yes, exactly, dude. I'm just here for... friendship and fun and good competitiveness. Good overall.
It could also look like you're just. It could also look like you're just a big fan of MGM and the Lions.
I'm a gambling man. I don't know who I'm cheering for until I get.
Oh,
there, dude.
Not What's MGM. Is it the movie people? Is it? I meant Metro Golden Meyer, the movie people with the lion.
I think it's MGM as well. I mean, you know, but oh, I know. But they, I mean, do they nowadays, own the casino? I think they all. Oh yeah, bro. I think it's all inter. If they don't own the same, then somebody owns both of them separately. And somebody definitely owns both for sure.
I am 2 days old when I realized the MGM casino is the same as the MGM movie producers, which makes sense.
You're gonna
MGM is like, you know,
this is about to blow your mind when you hear about the famous food review critics of Michelin. Okay, dude, you
Michelin
are
I do know about Michelin I do know about that.
You want to know Mitsubishi also makes fighter jets. So just, I mean, there's lots of little, like, what are you guys doing, dude? Like, what's the board meeting? Like, what's the all hands meeting look like? You got the car guy, and then you got the dirt bike guy, and he's there with the fighter jet guy, just kicking it.
Yeah.
What's up with your fit, bro? I just went through mine.
I mean, nothing much, just rocking a random blue t-shirt and a Preds hat, just kind of threw it on, got back from practice, threw something on. So nothing special, not nearly as special as what you got going on.
Oh, so special. Spent too much money on it, obviously. They did good. They had a QR code to tell you how much it was if you wanted to spend your time getting your phone out and QR coding it. So I just did it. And it was not like way, way pricey, but you know, it's an authentic EPL kit. So it was a little pricier than I had hoped.
I like to think on the tag, it also says, like, if you're the kind of person who needs to check the price, here you go. Just to shame people and be like, you know, I don't.
I was a few beers in. So, you know, I can't say I wasn't there with it. You know, I wasn't like, I've already spent this way too much money on this beer. So now money doesn't exist. Yeah. Okay. So no worries. I'm getting the kit.
Let's jump into the news.
Everything you need to know about what's happening on the ice. It's time for news from inside the boards.
We are getting close to the end of the season, and that means a whole bunch of teams have clinched the playoffs. I'm going to run through this real quick. I don't believe anybody has clinched a division title yet. We only have playoff.
No, it's just so, playoff spots have been.
So going through the list, let's start with the Atlantic. We've got the Bruins, the Panthers, the Maple Leafs and Lightning, and the Senators and the Canadiens have been eliminated. That leaves the Detroit and Buffalo fighting for a spot in the Metro. A lot more open. We got the Rangers and the Hurricanes have clinched and Columbus has been eliminated. That leaves the Islanders, the Penguins, the Capitals, the Flyers and the Devils to get in, which means this could be the year. Finally, Davey and I have a winner. And we're not both losers.
Could
happen. In the Western Conference and the Central, we've got Dallas, Colorado, and the Jets. And the Coyotes and the Blackhawks have been eliminated, which means our Nashville Predators, the St. Louis Blues, and the Minnesota Wild are still looking for that last spot over there. And then in the Pacific, we've got the Canucks and the Oilers, and the division with the most eliminated so far, the Kraken, the Flames, the Ducks, and the Sharks. Leaving the reigning champs, the Golden Knights, as well as the Kings, left looking for a spot. What are your thoughts when you hear this list?
Not too many surprises. You know, more so who's closer to the top of the list. I mean, Edmonton storming back after a really rough start to the beginning of the season is pretty impressive. Still kind of some shuffle could go on between the Kings and the Golden Knights. The Blues and Wild are currently the Western Conference teams on the outside looking in with 87 and 83 points. Preds can lock it up if they don't have a rough go of it these next four games. Glad the Penguins are sitting out. That's always a gift. Western Conference looks strong again. Vegas had Hurdle come back. He's coming back, or not coming back. I guess he's coming back for himself, but he'll be playing for the Golden Knights for the first time. And I would imagine we would see Mark Stone, his injury probably clearing up a bit. And now, it's just a magical time of year. The President's Cup race, still pretty strong. The Rangers have a good, have a 3-point lead right now over the Bruins. Looks like our Panthers, they're not out of it yet completely.
Getting close to being,
but they're pretty much close to being out. And I know that our Oilers pick is not going to make it. So, man, it's always nice to see this, this tight race towards the end of the season. There's still, I believe, 5 teams competing for either a spot in their division or wild card in the East over there. I think the Red Wings, Islanders, Penguins, Capitals, and Flyers are all still in contention for some of those spots. I don't know if, I guess New Jersey technically hasn't been mathematically eliminated, but it's looking rougher for them as it goes along. So, What about you, man? You have anybody that you're in particularly watching? Who do you think's getting in from the East? Crosby's been kind of storming back, so we hope the Penguins don't make it in. But, I mean, you know, it's Crosby, so he'll find a way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously looking at this Capitals, Penguins, Flyers, over the next couple days, over the next week or so is going to be interesting. Even the Islanders,
Islanders are currently in that third spot in the Metro. So I mean, they have a little bit of wiggle room there at 85 points.
But, and then going over the West, obviously here in Nashville, I don't know the math. I think it's in our own hands, but I think,
it's definitely in our own hands. We're in the one.
Well, we've got 94 points, and the Kings and the Knights, who both have less games played than us, have 93 and 92. So I mean, there's a chance. I think
we could go to wild card too. They're still fighting for the third spot in their division. So one of them goes to the division.
Okay. In my head, I thought that third spot was already locked.
You should switch over from the standings to the wild card to expand your mind a little bit. Yeah. I mean, we're not very smart guys, Bobby, but. I was like, I'm not sure what you're talking about because the Pacific still has one of their divisional spots open.
Yes.
So one of those two whether they flip or not. It's definitely in our own hands because the Blues have 87 and 83 and all of the other Pacific teams are eliminated. So there's no possibility of them being another team. I think that I think that even Vegas could slide out or the Kings could slide out completely. But I think the three, Las Vegas, Nashville, and the Kings all are basically controlling their own destiny at this point, as are the Flyers. If they go out, you win, you're in. So 4 games left in the season. The Vegas has 6. So I think... So this is close, man. Do you think that I think that Vegas takes the third spot in that division? If you're the Oilers right now, who do you want to take that spot? Because that's who you'll play.
Oilers, I would say anybody but Vegas, honestly. I think Vegas is a team that can turn it on at any minute. They know how to win.
Kings have given them a good rough go of it. But yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Vegas.
So I'm not playing that reigning champ. Playing Vegas scares me. And they've proven that they can win on the big stage.
If you're the Preds, if you're the Preds, you want to lock in that top wild card spot and play Vancouver over Dallas right now, or Colorado if Colorado slides in. But Dallas looks like they're going to be winning the division.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree. I feel like Vancouver's younger. Playoff hockey's a little bit of a different style. A team that makes deep runs in the playoffs tends to find a way to continue to do so. So,
yeah, I think I'd rather them play Vancouver than Dallas or Colorado.
Yeah. So, really, whether you're in or not, you can kind of control your fate here. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in these next couple of weeks. We got one more week of regular season of play, but it'll be done by our time our recording releases. So, is that correct? We got two more weeks. We got this week that we're in. We have this week that we're in, and yes, just next
the
week.
The regular season concludes on April 18th. So in 10 days from now is
yes. When the season ends. So we will, even if we don't get to record, we will have to put our picks in. So I still have a chance. Otherwise, we might as well call me eliminated in games of the week because we're close.
Let's move on. The Frozen Four starts on Thursday. We've got Denver versus Boston University and Boston College versus Michigan in the finals to be played on Saturday. I like the thought of Boston U versus Boston C, honestly, in that finals.
Yeah, it's so funny. And college hockey, dude, it just feels like there's only like 16 teams, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen a Frozen Four consist of anybody other than like 16 team.
Yeah,
Boston College, Boston U would be great. Who won last year? Was it Michigan? Michigan won last year?
Maybe. That sounds
right. Does that sound
right.
Familiar to you? I'm not a huge college hockey guy. This is when we need our correspondent Davey in so he can let us know.
Let's see, 2023 Division One. It was Quinnipiac was the champion last year.
Okay, yeah, I spoke too soon.
The final was Minnesota versus Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac beat Michigan in the semis.
Okay, so I knew they were close. But all right, so let's call our shot. I'm going Denver.
Ooh. I'm going Michigan. All right. So while you put that in the dock, let's move to outside.
Now that you know what's happening inside the boards, time for the rest of the headlines with news from outside the boards.
All right. So the most important finals championship as of recording is done, and that would be the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship, which, just to talk, before we get into that game, I would like to talk about both the Iowa-LSU game and then the championship game, which was the Iowa-LSU game broke ESPN records for the most watched basketball game of all time. That is concluding NBA finals, that is including NBA games, that's including the NCAA, all NCAA, that includes previous March Madness games of any kind. And then Iowa versus South Carolina, the final, broke that number. So yeah, it is obvious that people will, and it was a good game. Honestly, it was an entertaining game. Iowa fell to South Carolina 87-75. Caitlin Clark setting more records, most points in a career in tournaments in her career. Just absolutely insane. But man, South Carolina, just absolutely a monster performance. Camilla Cardosa was just a beast out there. I think she's projected to go like in the top five or the top four, I think.
Yeah, this has been this recruiting class for women's college basketball was phenomenal, dude. It was so good. There were so many good players. I didn't watch the games, but I haven't really watched a lot of the men's games. Once it gets past that initial stage and there's no Cinderellas and I don't have a team to root for, man, I'll if I remember, I'll throw it on, but I don't plan my day around it really. I'll probably watch the game tonight a little bit, and then I'll probably drift off and watch something else because, you know, I don't care. Purdue and UConn should be a good game. Yeah. Should be a good game. Should be a good battle. And I could care less about it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. It doesn't matter. This isn't,
If NC State had gone, I would definitely care.
Right, dude. We'd be watching. It would be a little more interesting. Caitlin Clark absolutely dominated the tournament, but South Carolina's too much. An undefeated season. They were heartbroken last year in the tournament. Yeah. So it was good to see them win. You know, they were the better basketball team. Caitlin Clark is great.
Yeah, by far.
But you can only will yourself to so many, you know, will your team to so much. Can we also talk real quick about what should absolutely in no world be controversial, but it seemed to be the most controversial call ever. The moving screen that was so blatantly obvious that it was a moving screen, do you guys, like, people are like, it's rigged. What are you talking about, dude?
Clear as day.
I wasn't even, forget the fact that she did go, it didn't seem like it was intentional that she went like elbow into the neck. That's just how women go in and screen, because they were protecting the goods, just like we're protecting our goods.
Yeah.
And so I'm forgetting the elbow and all that. Like, you not know what a charge is, like, or a screen is, like, you have to be set. Like, I can't just jump in front of somebody. It was just so ridiculous. Like, you can't make that call.
Shouldn't make that call.
Like, what are you talking about? You have to make that call. Like, let somebody just get open based on the fact that
if you don't make that call, then the refs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if they don't make that call, then the refs are 100% affecting the outcome by blatantly not calling something that happened.
Right, bro.
The rules
are the rules
until the last second.
Yeah, like that was just like independent of itself. Like, let's not joke around. Like, the fact that that poor girl had to delete her social media because people were coming at her. Like, she made the call. Like, she just got the call. I'm just very confused about that whole ordeal.
And the thing is, there have been plenty of times in history where ticky-tacky, maybe bad calls have been called that affects the outcome of a game.
Sure.
That's not one of them. Sure. Like, there are plenty of examples you can point to, but that's not one.
It's more so, and of course it affected the outcome of the game, but it's the foul that was committed play. Right, the foul that was committed by the player affected the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
As it should have, you know, like, what
the
are you
ref did not
about?
Affect the outcome of the play. The players did by the way they played.
It wasn't like they called something that they hadn't, you know, I guess I hadn't watched the whole game, but hands down, you're moving into somebody, you're throwing your knee out, you're throwing your elbow out to get better blocking. Well, you should be playing football. This is not, that's, you know, you're not allowed to block like that. Like, you have to be set where you are and the person run into you. And so if you're moving in their way, then you've lost. So I did want to say that, but great. You know, it's always good for women's basketball when the product is good, it shows and people support it. It's not, I do want to get away from this women, you know, like, oh, you never watch. Yeah. I watch good sports. If sports are good, then I'll watch them. When Jenny Finch and the USA softball team was absolutely slapping everybody that came across them, dude. Yeah, I was watching them because it's sick. I don't want to watch if it's not good sports. So this was good basketball. Yeah. This could lead to
It's the same reason why the men's tournament has such low numbers, because watching Zach Edey he's a great player. He's not an entertaining player. Seeing a monster of a man, a 7'4" man, like 350 pounds, just back down the paint and do a hook shot for 40 points, 50 points, is not entertaining basketball.
And guess what? He should absolutely back down the paint and get a hook shot for 60 points every single time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't lead to entertainment for me to want to watch it. It's not. You know, and go Trains, baby. You know, go Trains. I've been up to Purdue. It was a fun time. So, we'll see. But it's not fun. It's not super fun basketball.
Yeah. What are the Bills doing? Stephon Diggs is headed to Houston. Let me see if I have acquired the fourth for draft pick compensation as well. They got a lot. I believe a second. But yeah. So they. I don't really know what their plan is here. This is a team that I that many believed are still well within their window for a Super Bowl. And I think this might change the outlook of this team.
Well, maybe, unless until you start looking at what Stephon Diggs towards the back end of last season, he wasn't helpful at all. And if he's kind of a diva, I don't hate it. It just depends on what they do after the fact. Josh Allen's that guy that can get you over the hump. Do you make a splash in the draft? Do you acquire some other guy? So I don't disagree that it's, hey, you know, they gotta, you gotta put up or shut up. And I've seen Stephon Diggs when he arrives somewhere, he does great. So I don't hate the move for Houston. I think he'll do fine until he's mad about something else in a year or two. But no, I agree that the Bills got to make a move here. Maybe some guy, somebody like Ladd McConkey towards the end. Somebody's got to come in and make a difference because this is a deep receiver draft. But if you miss, then you've got a not super deep room there with Gabe Davis leaving. Obviously Diggs going out. So I'll be intrigued. I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of intrigued to see what they're going to do. As a dynasty owner of Josh Allen, I think probably run him a little bit more is what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's probably what I'm thinking. You know, maybe 200, 300 yards a game. I'm in.
You know who's the who suffers the most this offseason, though? Tennessee Titans are in a tough spot. After Gabe Davis is heading to Jacksonville, you've got Stephon Diggs now in a team with the offensive rookie of the year, C.J. Stroud, and now they have Joe Mixon in that backfield. I think the Titans are looking at bottom of a division year. Unless they make some big changes,
they could. Unless Levis takes that step, which you know my feelings. I don't know that that's going to be the case. I mean, yeah, they're spending a lot of money. They're at least trying to move it in the right direction. So we'll see. But I'm with you, man. I mean, unless Callahan can come in and bring something super dynamic that's kind of wins early. I think he needs to win early. Really, he needs to win early. He's not going to be able to come back from this, but it's probably going to be at a two to three year process. So, Titans in trouble. Anthony Richardson, if he's back for the Colts, then the Titans could be in trouble. If Trevor Lawrence finds out his potential, he could be in trouble. I'm not too worried about the Gabe Davis move, but if Trevor Lawrence really ever lives up to what he was supposed to be, they could be in trouble.
Which I still think he will. I still really like him. I think that raw talent's there. He just needs to be. He needs to be given some weapons. He needs to be coached a little bit.
He's had some weapons.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. Hey, I'm not rooting for the guy. So I don't know what you want from me, Bobby. I'm raining on his parade. I'm gonna do that.
All right. Let's see. So our main topic was gonna be the final 2 weeks, but we already talked about that. So why don't we head straight into games of the week?
Games of the week. Bobby and Brandon do the work, so you don't have to. The best from around the NHL and what to watch.
All righty. So I went 1-2 last week. You went 2-1, making it even closer. We are just making this entertaining. I mean, it's down at the very end. We have, I believe, 2 weeks left. So we have 6 games. So this is still very much, well within grasp. This could be
you win 3 weeks.
Depending on how this week goes.
You win 3 weeks. You win three. You clinch it. It's over.
But this could come down to the wire. Yeah, way. Yeah, so I'm sitting at 28-18. Bond is sitting at 24-22. I'll start us off. Game number one for me on Friday. It is a Friday game. It is a rivalry game. It is a game that Nashville needs if they want to get a good spot in the playoffs. And no better way to start off a nice run to end the last, what, four games of the season. And that is Chicago. I think Nashville goes in there. I think they get the job done. Easy peasy. I mean, I think it's going to be like a 4-0 game. And, you know, I think they're just going to get the job done.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the other Western wild card team. Wild playing the Golden Knights. I think the Golden Knights push themselves further. This is 4:12 at 9 p.m. I'm going to go with the Golden Knights. Then I think I'm actually next. I have the Red on Saturday. I went with the Red Wings, Maple Leafs. Red Wings fighting for a spot, battling. I'm going to go with the Leafs on this one. 4:13 at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Maple Leafs going to push the Red Wings out.
Yeah. Let's see. My second game, it is a game that I think is going to be very – I think it's the best game of the day, personally. I've got Boston at Pittsburgh. Listen, I'm not taking the easy way out. I'm not picking, you know, I'm not trying to just walk into the sunset. I'm picking
games
that I think
are entertaining. We both took one Blackhawks game, but then everybody else on this board, board is a playoff team or a potential playoff team. So,
but hey, let's be honest here. The Blackhawks have, it's not like they've won no games this year. So they could win either of these games. So it's not just easy. There's a reason we play
There's a reason we play
it. I got Boston at Pittsburgh. I think Boston goes into Pittsburgh. I think they get the job done. I mean, honestly, I'm 50-50 on this. But, yeah, I think Boston goes in, and I think it really kind of starts to tilt that division a little bit.
Okay. Then I think it's you again, sir.
Yeah. Last game, I've also got Vegas, and I've also got them winning at home against Colorado. Colorado is already clinched. I don't think they're really in a position for a President's Cup. They're also, they're pretty solid. I think they're okay with wherever they place, whether it's, I think Colorado's comfortable playing anybody. So I don't think they're really making a push per se, whereas Vegas absolutely is. So I think Vegas takes care of business at home against Colorado.
All right. And then my final game of the day, I have the Hurricanes playing the Blackhawks on Sunday at 5 p.m. That's 4:14. I'm going to go with the Hurricanes. I think they sure their spot up a little bit take out the Blackhawks. And come on, boys. I need a 3-0 week, and it's tough to root against. I don't want to root for an 0-3 week for you because you've picked Nashville here, and loyalties are kind of on the line. So.
You can root for a 1-3, and that's a 1-2, and that, you know, that helps.
I can afford a 1-2. I will take a 1-2 if I can get a 3-0. That'll put us at 27. I mean, put me two games out, and then I need a 2-1 week versus your 1-2 week. So it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough go. So if I do get an 0-3, okay, I'm gonna settle.
Yeah, and even more interesting if we both go 0-3. I think. I think maybe mathematically I still win. I clinch.
You win. I have it's a six games left in our season. I'm four games behind, so I only have two games wiggle room. You win two here, you are guaranteed. We're guaranteed to tie. So you win three, it's over. If I lose three, it's over. So.
Let's move into joke of the week, and good luck to you, bud.
The weird.
Corey Perry.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Wild.
I think the first read was a good one. Now I'm overthinking it.
Outlandish.
Each sixth chick sat on a stick. A little tongue twister.
And downright dumb.
Are you kidding me?
It's time for the joke of the week.
So a lot has changed in the music industry in the past 20, 25 years, but rappers have gone soft. J. Cole says he regrets Kendrick Lamar diss. The past 2 days has felt terrible, according to him. And just so that you're clear, Kendrick Lamar shot first, and J. Cole responded, and now J. Cole is apologizing for the diss track. I mean... This is sad to see. I remember there was a time when rappers were getting shot by each other.
Right. Well, no Diddy. We gotta chill out, dude. That's hey, we gotta be careful. Yeah, no, that's it's weak. It's pretty weak. Like honestly, I always figured it was manufactured in the background because you know Beefs sell albums, right? Like, oh, I gotta go see. Maybe he died. Maybe he said something about him. It's a little weak, dude. It's a little weak. You know, I've known that the battle was going on, but I don't mess with hip hop like that. So I don't really know. I just know, oh, this is that diss song. And so I don't really analyze the disses. They could have played the song 100 times, probably would have never known because I'm not a huge Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole fan, whatever. So, what a joke, bud. Come on. You guys are rappers, dude.
Yeah.
Like, y'all talk about guns. Y'all talk about, you know, using guns. So, like, I'm not asking you to use guns, but, like, you know, just, you don't have to, like, come out and be like, sorry, super sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Like,
imagine.
What a joke.
Imagine if, like, he got into a rap battle with, like, 50 Cent and he apologized to 50 Cent. You think 50 Cent would just be like, oh, man, it's all good. None of it. Oh my God, he would tear him to pieces. But all right, let's move into what's snapping your stick.
Bobby and Brandon are about to find out exactly what snaps their sticks.
All right, so I teased this last time, and I follow up on my word, and I understand it might be a hot take, but that's, I'm going to be talking about doctors. Now, this is not an Alex Jones bit. I'm not going to say, oh, doctors are turning the frogs gay. I'm not going after medical doctors. Well,
did say it, though. I do want to highlight to everybody listening, you just said it. I'm not going to say this and then said thing.
I'm not going to say it again.
I'm not going to say it twice. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. But listen, if you're a doctor of psychology or a doctor of history or a doctor of mathematics, if you have a PhD in something that's not medicine, that's cool. That's great that it's hard work. And when you're in your workplace where if you're in a psychology office or if you're in a math building or if you're in a library that deals with that, cool, you can be called doctor. But when you're out in public, don't you fucking dare say that you're a doctor. The only people who should say they're doctors outside in everyday life are if you're on a plane and someone says, do we have a doctor on board? And you can help save that person. If someone is on a plane and says, is there a doctor on board? And a dude who has a PhD in World War II history stands up and says, why, yes, you do have, there is a doctor on board. Like, no, you're not going to help.
Right.
Like, so that's why, like, yeah, only unless you're, for example, I have coworkers who have doctorates and we are actively working in that field. So I call them doctor because that is appropriate for the situation. If we're going out to a bar, I'm not going to call them doctor.
I don't know that you're trying to say this, but I think what you mean is them just correcting you. Like somebody, like if you're like, oh, hey, miss, whatever. And they're like, doctor, are you just saying, not at all. You're not allowed to tell people you have a doctorate. I'm just wanting to clarify. What you're saying.
You can tell you can tell anyone you have a doctorate, but you better make damn sure you tell them what the doctorate is in. Because there is a big difference between saying I have a PhD and I have some people who have like a doctorate in bullshit. Say, oh, I'm a doctor. Like, let's back up a second.
Right. I have a doctorate. I think we need to give a we need to give a little clarifier for sure. For sure. Because there is different levels. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I just want to be clear that, like, you know, people are allowed. It's still an amazing achievement and they should be able to tell people. But what what it sounds like I want to clear up is that, yeah, like it's like if I call you something and you hit me with it's doctor. And it's not, you know, like you're saying, I don't work for you. you're just a superintendent to me. Like, I don't know. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And a great example, and I was going to say, I know this person doesn't listen to this, so that's why I can talk to this, but we have a family member who is married to someone who has a doctorate in massage therapy. And it's, they just get, they're a masseuse. They're just a masseuse with a lot of college loans. And when we were sending out wedding invites, we got a thing back that says, actually, no, it needs to say doctor. Well, and he wants us to call him doctor all the time. And so we have now just called him Dr. Asshole. That's his new name, Dr. Asshole. He wants to be a doctor so goddamn bad. Now the whole family just calls him Dr. Asshole. Because every time we talk to him, he doesn't even want us calling by his first name. He's like, ooh, can you call me Dr. So-and-so? And it's like,
No,
man, we're just like drinking beers.
No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm not going to do that at all. Like, no.
And then he tries to say that massage therapy is a type of medicine, so he's the same as a surgeon. I was like, whoa, buddy.
That's cool. But if I'm drinking beer with a surgeon, I'm not calling him doctor either. Like, unless he's earned some cool doctor nickname that, like, usually cool doctors will earn. But, like, this is informal. Like, I thought we were having Miller Lights, dude. Like, nah, I didn't know that. I didn't know I was about to be, like, quizzed on etiquette, dude. Like, So, like, the more you want me to call, like, and the more it annoys you that I don't call you doctor, you better believe, dude. I'm going to find whatever it is that you're the opposite, that you think is the opposite of doctor, and I'm probably going to start calling you like that. Like, chill out, nurse. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it would be that would, like, grind his gears a little bit. Yeah, like, grow up, dude. Who cares? You know, there was a time that in the world where if we decided you didn't get to eat, you wouldn't have, dude. So chill out over there, buddy, with all your touching people degrees, bro. That's what you got. Yeah. That's what you got. You got a degree in knowing how to touch people real good. And that's weird, dude. Yeah. That's weird. We all thinking it.
I have a leg massage machine, which is pretty much what this thing is just as good
as
you.
This is it. Yeah, like there are people in the mall, dude, that you can go sit in a chair. Guarantee, not all schooled up like you, and they do fine. So, I'm with you. I don't have a specific snaps my stick. We missed last week, so we didn't do a what are you binging. So my snaps my stick is going to be that there's not more episodes of Masters of the Air because it was absolutely freaking sick.
What is that?
It's the Air Force kind of version of The Pacific and Band of Brothers. It's on Apple TV. Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, and the boys. Austin Butler plays a pilot. It's freaking sick, dude.
Callum Turner, I like that. Barry Keoghan, nice. This has a lot of good people in it.
Yeah, it's super good.
I'm gonna watch this.
You should definitely watch it, and then maybe we'll talk about it because it is a.
Have you watched X-Men 97 yet?
I have not.
It's really good.
Stephanie and I have been watching the Daredevil verse. So, you know, we've been watching a lot of that and then doing some Survivor. But, you know, maybe. I never watched the original. So, like,
You should watch the original and then start watching this. It's very good Marvel stuff.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you all again next week when we... We're getting close to the end of the hockey season and the final week, perhaps, of, well, definitely the final week, but we'll see whether or not it matters, of Games of the Week. For the Pucks Out podcast and for Brandon, I'm Bobby, and we'll see you all again next time.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Pucks Out Podcast. To see what other ridiculousness the guys are up to, check them out on Twitter and Instagram @PucksOutPod.